everybody. It's Roger and James here, firm of this Kingdom podcast. In this episode, James is going to be telling us all about his recent trip down to Walt Disney World for the Star Wars Run Disney event. I'll be honest, this is take two because we recorded it last week and the entire thing, we ended up sounding like we were singing in the Chipmunks and was completely unusable. So we are going to redo it again. So, James, what was your holiday like?
My holiday from a couple weeks ago now was a lot of fun. I was there for 5 days. We did the 5K and the 10K in the Dark Side half marathon weekend. Did not do the half marathon, but I'm challenging myself to do it next year because I am crazy, apparently. Yeah. But they have announced some of the details for next year. It sounds like it's not going to be Dark Side. It's going to be Light Side versus Dark Side, and you'll get to pick something. And it's still waiting on the details on that. But in any event, and then I also spent a couple days at Disney, spent part of a day at Universal, and part of a day was plenty for Universal. And I'm hoping my boss isn't watching because, I don't need to be disparaging my company on air. But I can't argue for Universal. But yeah, it was a good trip. I got to do some rides that I hadn't done previously, mostly younger rides. So little kids rides, because I was there with a friend, and my friend also had niece and nephew there, so a lot of the rides I normally don't go on, we did. First night I was there, I arrived at like 8 o'clock at night. I'm like, I'm not going to get to do anything, but I got to the hotel, which was actually the Wilderness Lodge, which has a boat that goes right to the Magic Kingdom, so you don't have to do the monorail, you don't have to do the parking, you don't have to do any of that stuff, it just goes straight in there. And like, fine, it's extra magic hours and be there till midnight. So I just wandered in to the park. We did walked on to Peter Pan. I have never seen the Peter Pan line less than 60 minutes and almost walked onto it. So that was pretty impressive.
It's funny because it's like, because I remember we mentioned this before, because in Paris, if you go to Paris in the winter on a wet, drizzly day on a weekday, you can walk onto it. And I remember we walked onto it and was like, it's all right. And now whenever I see the 60 minutes of Walt Disney World, you're like, no way.
Not a chance.
Wouldn't even wait 10 minutes of that. It's like, it's not worth it.
It's a nostalgia ride. It definitely hasn't aged particularly well, but it's going to always be there because it's one of the classic rides. But you mentioned wet and drizzly, and I will say this. The last night I was there was another extra magic hours at the Disney Magic Kingdom. So it was from 9 o'clock to midnight. If you were staying at one of the hotels, then you could do the extra magic hours. At almost exactly 9 o'clock on the dot, it started raining.
Yeah.
So they were clearing the people out of the park who weren't staying on property, and then the people who were staying on property, it was Sunday night, so like, whatever, I'm going home. I'm not gonna be around this park when it's raining. The rain stopped after 15 minutes, and the park was empty. Like, there were maybe a couple thousand people there total, including the park attendants. And it was just like, everything was walk-on. Literally everything except the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, because that never walk-on, because it's a new ride. But went and did the Barnstormer ride, the Goofy.
Yeah.
Literally just sat on it. Went around. Nobody was in line, so like, do you want to go again? Sure. Dude, did it like three times before we actually let ourselves off the ride. We're just like, whatever, I'm going to go do something else for a while. And the only negative for that night was we broke the Winnie the Pooh ride. And I mean, like, broke it. They actually had to send people out to the carts, all the various carts, and escort them off the ride, which I've never had to do at a Disney ride before. But it was also like 11 o'clock at night, and I think they figured it was probably easier than trying to fix it at that point.
It's always that funny thing, I think, when it like rains there, because us, you know, out comes to ponchos, because we've got to get the Mickey Mouse ponchos, and you just walk around with your poncho right over your back, and we're British. We're used to doing things in the rain, and we've traveled all that far, so we ain't going anywhere. It's just carry on.
I think, no pun intended, it was just a perfect storm of circumstances. Yeah. It was the day of the half marathon. So anybody who'd participated in the half marathon was probably like, nope, I'm done. Yeah. I'm going home. It was the extra magic hours, so they were clearing people out anyway. And it was Sunday night, so a lot of people were probably going to have to go, myself included, catch a plane relatively early Monday morning. So people were just like, I'm not going to deal with this. I'm going to go get some extra sleep. And it was just that that bit where it's like, oh, wow, there's almost nobody here. There were less people there than I've seen at, say, like the Halloween or the Christmas party, which is pretty impressive. And it was just great because it not only that, but it was that kind of rain that kind of clears everything out, kind of cleans the air, gets any of the pollen and debris out of the air. So it was just a nice little picturesque night. I might actually have a picture from Main Street. I'll see if I can send it over to Roger. You can stick it in the video so you can see what an idiot I was at midnight on the night of the half marathon.
The thing is, as well, is I think like at that time of the night, you know, those extra hours, you know, a lot of the families and the kids have all gone at that point because it's too late.
Thank goodness for that.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, we did it at the Halloween party where we did like Winnie the Pooh and a few of them, and like It's a Small World and stuff, because they were all walk on because you can't do that during the day when all the kids are around. So that's definitely a little. But also like doing like the magic hours. So I found that sometimes we never really ever use them very much, but I think it depends on like where you are. I mean, next time we go, we're off site, so we're not going to get to use them.
I think the morning extra magic hours, because a lot of the parks will do the early opening where they're open at 7 instead of 8 or 8 instead of 9. That I don't normally use those. That's I'm not waking up that early. If you're there on vacation and it's the kind of trip you only do once every 7, 8, 10 years.
It's all the British with jet lag with anyone's
or
kids are up,
you know,
since kids have been up since 5.
And also I lose perspective sometimes because I go a couple times a year. And the people I talk to, including yourself, we're all very invested in the Disney park experience. But it's worth remembering the majority of people who go to Disney World, it's literally a once in a lifetime thing, or maybe second or third time. They did it as a kid, now they're bringing their kid, kind of thing. So my perspective on it's very different from theirs. And it's good to be reminded of that. Like, I'll go into the PhilharMagic, you know, the music bit
that.
Where, you know, Donald will bring out the orchestra and then he gets mad and they kick him out and he has to go find the hat. And I know all the jokes. I know what's coming. I know the order of the songs. But when you're watching it for that first time with all these people around you who've never seen it before and you know, Ariel shows up on the screen and all the kids are like, oh, it's Ariel! And, you know, the flute comes flying at you and all the people, like, are trying to grab it out of the air. It's that great thing because you get to see them enjoying something that they will probably, this is only one of the times they'll see it, and they might only ever see it another 2 or 3 times over the course of a life.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've obviously been very lucky in being able to do this multiple times, but yeah, it's if you are in that situation, I'm talking to our audience here. If you're in that situation, you don't get to do the Disney experience all that frequently, or you'll only ever do it once. Highly recommend taking advantage of the night extra magic hours, specifically at Disney World, because the park is so much different at night. There is a certain serene beauty to it. A lot of the kids are gone, which is great. So if you're not there with kids, or if you can get some, you know, like Grammy and Grandpa to take the kids back to the hotel and let you and your significant other wander the park on your own, do it. Get the corny pictures, you know, go on the rides. All the people who walked off the Winnie the Pooh ride when when it broke down, we were all adults. There was not a single kid in the group. That's the freaking Winnie the Pooh ride. Yeah. So
it is that, you know, isn't it? After so much different bits and pieces going on there. But I know, like, you know, doing sometimes when it is quiet, you get to do rides that you wouldn't normally queue up for, and that's sometimes the benefit of. And also, if things have just got like less, you know, less wait time and stuff. I know we were talking the other day about, you know, I said to the kids, you know, their friends, like, doing the Country Bear Jamboree, and they're like, well, we've never seen it. It's like, okay, or the Tiki Room, you know, it's like, yeah, just these kind of, there's like so many different bits and pieces. Just wanted to like touch back on that Run Disney event. Was it completely sold out again? Or was it full?
It was sold. It was actually completely sold out. The 5K, the 10K. I think the half marathon still had a couple of ones. And if you wanted to do the combination 5K, or sorry, the combination 10K and half marathon, there were tickets available for that. I was actually a little disappointed because the 10K sold out originally, So I thought I wasn't going to get to do that one. And then they must have had cancellations or something, because they reopened the 10K registration about a month before the event, so I was able to do that. But yeah, it was packed. I think they said there were I don't have the number in front of me. It was either 35,000 or 45,000 people there for the races, and I could believe it. The 5K in particular, they divide you into six corrals, A through F, and then for the 5K, each corral got further divided into four groups. So you were part of 1, 2, 3, and 4, which meant there were a lot of people there, tons of people. The 10K was split into six corrals, but then they were further split into half, so there were actually 12 groups.
Yeah, I think there's that thing of like the 5K is very much like the walk around the park, isn't it?
And go, I did
a marathon when
No, you did a 5K.
Yeah,
you did. And that's still, you know,
3 miles. Let's,
3.2.
Yeah.
And let's be clear, you know, doing a 5K, if you're not used to doing to walking that much in a, you know, a single go, is still an impressive feat. And anybody who's doing the 5K, even the Disney one, congratulations, you deserve, you know, the medal you get at the end. And yeah, brag about it. You know, because it is an accomplishment.
I think for me, the biggest, the thing of doing a 3 mile walk, we do that a couple of times a week anyway. So for me, that's like my standard walk along the seafront. You know, it's quite a standard thing. But for me, you see, it would be that heat. The heat would be what would be, and the humidity, because I wouldn't be used to it. And that's what would that would be the big impact on me, would be that heat, because I'm not used to, you know, the British weather is not used to that. Because you've got hats and scarves on.
But that's also why it depends on what time of year you do it. And also keep in mind that the races, they're not really races, but I'm just going to use that term anyway. They occur at 5 o'clock in the morning. That's when they, the start time is at 5. So, and we're talking about April. So it's not that hot yet. We're talking probably 60s and 70s degree weather. And, you know, even for the Brits, I think that's perfectly acceptable. The half marathon might be a different thing, because that, you know, that takes a while. And by the time you get done with it, the sun is well and truly risen. And, it's definitely heated up. But the 5K and the 10K, very mild temperature. Now, if you were to do the one in July, August, September, maybe not so much. No. And, of course, there's the one in January as well. I imagine that's actually kind of pretty chilly. I know that a lot of the people will wear long sleeves for the 5K and the 10K because they'll end before the sun comes up, and it will be pretty cold.
And that's that thing, they're going to get rid of you all before the rest of the people turn up for the parks.
Right.
But anything else you want to add before we close this one up?
I would definitely say, if you have the opportunity to go and do at least the 5K, not necessarily for the Dark Side Run, but any of these, it is an interesting experience. Seeing the parks without people in them is a very different experience. And you get to see some of the backsides of the park. The 5K, you only really see Epcot.
Yeah.
The 10K, you actually get to see some of Hollywood Studios. You'll come in through the Fantasmic area, go past the Tower of Terror, and then down Main Street. The half marathon's even more. The marathon goes through everything. And yeah, I'm not doing the marathon, but it's a very different experience, and it's really definitely worth doing. And one last bonus: if you like getting pictures with characters, there are characters on these runs that you can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
So.
That's what they want. They're like lots of like sweaty people running up to them, hugging them.
Ooh. Absolutely. I don't think that they don't let you touch them. And
it's like same.
and if waking up at 5, well, honestly, if starting the run at 5 o'clock in the morning, you're just like, whatever, that's late for me. You can actually get the pictures before the run too. So if you want to show up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and there were people who do, then you can go and get pictures with Boba Fett or Captain Phasma or BB-8, whatever you want, at 4 o'clock in the morning. They're well lit, so you know, you don't have to worry about it being dark and gloomy and stuff.
Right.
And not sweaty, because you haven't run yet.
Yeah, nice sweaty Chewbacca hug. Right, on that note, guys, thank you very much for watching. We'll be back next week with some more episodes, though I will be in a slightly different location. I will be now broadcasting from the Broom Cupboard, a.k.a. the BBC from the 80s. I am going to be recording from a broom cupboard. And on that note, guys...
And I might have some posters back here, because I'm doing, like, old school command and conquer orders stuff here.
Yeah. See, I'm just in getting ready to move this week. So on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Go check us out over at DiskKingdom.com. Go check out James over at HeroicLegacy.com. And we'll be back soon with another episode. Laters.